Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network, sponsored by CoverThatSpread.com. I'm your host, J.A., the managing director and co-founder of Cover That Spread. You guys can listen to some of the other shows. You can also find some of the other videos. Spread TV, which is out on the RedLightSportsNetwork.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Million Dollar Ramble and find out what you guys can do to help put an end to domestic violence. Today's episode, we are going to talk about a lot of things here today. Lost my spot. We're going to be talking about futures odds, line movements, value, wagering theory, wagering strategy, anything else that may come up. So make sure you guys are listening in closely. Make sure you guys are ready to put some bets in because we are going to have some free plays for you guys if you are interested in getting in on some of the Wednesday night NBA and college basketball action. So this program and the website, CoverThatSpread.com, is for entertainment purposes only. And any questions that you guys may have regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering should be directed to your local and state legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and be sure to square up with Uncle Sam on April 15th. 1099s are going out. W-2s are going out. It is tax season, guys, so make sure you are claiming your winnings and make sure you are offsetting them with your losses. Hopefully you are winning a little more than you're losing, but hey, gotta make sure you know how to play the game. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, such as options, hedge funds, derivatives, real estate, all of these can lead to losses. So you must assess your own risk tolerance before you even start. Now, today's show, if you want to get in contact with us, you can catch us 917-932-1779. That's the phone number you call. You can talk to me, ask me questions. Maybe you've got a couple theories of your own you want to go over, you want to talk about. So always willing and always excited to hear other people's ideas. So if you guys have something you want to talk about, give us a call. Again, that is 917-932-1779. You can also find us on Twitter. And you can find us at Cover That Spread, spelled S-P-R-D. You can find the show at The Spread Radio. I'm sorry, at The Spread Radio and at The Spread J-A. Also, guys, we are still doing the Fantasy Freeway. Even though NFL and college football is over with, we have been doing, Troy and I have been doing Saturday morning show, talking about college basketball, talking about some NBA basketball. So if you want to listen to us set up the lineup, how we go about it, what our thoughts are and how we are kind of coming to conclusions, or if you guys even want to call in and like talk about some fantasy basketball, give us a call. Saturday morning, the show is at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We had to move it a little earlier just to accommodate some of the other things that we have going on Saturdays. So I know it's a little early for all of you guys on the West Coast, but, if you are up, if you are wanting to get in on some college and NBA fantasy basketball talk, that is your place to go to. You can also catch the archives. Those will be up on the RedLightSportsNetwork.com website shortly after Troy gets those up there. So it is a fun show, and more interaction, the better. So if you guys are listening live and you guys want to call in, make sure you guys do that on the Fantasy Freeway Saturday mornings. Now, I'd like to thank all of the Red Light Sports Network sponsors, and they are the Fan Addict Female, Irresistible Gourmet Popcorn, Beachbody, Trixie's Treasures, and, of course, Cover That Spread. Now, today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the – last week we wrapped up the Super Bowl, which was good. It was much needed. This week we're going to go over some of today's lines. There's a big card out there today. We have 7 plays total. And, we're seeing a little bit of line movements today. Not as much as I was really expecting, I thought there were some lines that were going to really move one way or the other, but there's not been a whole lot of action. One of the surprises, Orlando, 5.5-point favorites right now over New York. I thought that opened a little high. Looks like it is, too, because it's being bought down. People are buying all over New York. So I don't know how much value there is there right now at 5.5, but yeah, I do like New York covering in that game. And the over is at, the point total is at 187. Orlando's been scoring a lot of points lately, and I think the Knicks will be keeping up with them in this one. So 187 seems a little low. I think an overplay in the New York-Orlando game could be a really good play tonight. Washington-Toronto, this game has not moved much. Toronto opened around 5, 5.5, depending where you're looking. For us, I'm looking at betdsi.eu right now, and we've got Washington plus 5.5 in that game. I like Washington to cover, but that is not one of the official plays that we sent out to clients today. We've also, on tonight's card, San Antonio-Detroit. San Antonio, this one is getting bought down, I believe. I think San Antonio opened at 6-point favorites, and it's all the way up to, it's up to 6.5 at this point. So a little bit of line movement there, not a whole lot. Atlanta-Boston, this is the first play that we put out last night. We sent it out to our clients. This game opened at 7. We saw it get bought down to 6.5 a little earlier today, and now it has been bought back to 7. So Atlanta's 7-point favorites in Boston tonight. That is one of our plays that we are sending to clients. So you've got a little over an hour to get that one in if you want to. That is a 3-unit play, Atlanta minus 7. Really like what they've been doing lately. Obviously, they had the really great run in from the right before New Year's to the end of January. Great run there, but now we're seeing a little bit. We're seeing that this is a good team. They can sustain this. And going against a Boston team here tonight, I think Boston's just way overmatched in this one. Memphis, Oklahoma City. This game opened up at 6 points. Oklahoma City was a 6-point favorite at home. That was another one of our big plays that we sent out, 3 units, Memphis plus 6. Right now you can get it at 4.5. Maybe if you're lucky, you can get it all the way up at 5 if you search around a couple sports books. I do want to talk about shopping in lines, and this is a really good example right here. So if you would have gotten in on Memphis at plus 6, you know, we got in on it last night. We watched it kind of, it's been slowly moving downward here. So right now there's a 1.5-point difference between when we bought in on Memphis and when you, if you're getting in right now, can get in on Memphis. Now, that's just one sports book. You can probably go to a couple other ones. Maybe right now 4.5 is the best one, but this is the important thing, especially in NBA and college basketball where you don't have, and eventually in Major League Baseball too, where you don't have, you know, a week to shop a line, and you're probably going to see everything moving right around the same time. It's very rarely in the NFL you're going to see a line at 7 on one site and all the way down at 6 at another. So right here, I like the, you know, this is definitely one that I knew if I was betting it right now, I've missed out on BetDSI, but it's time to go and take a look at some of the other books. Maybe you look at some of the other books and you find out that they're already down to 4. Well, that means you're still getting some value here with Memphis at plus 4.5. Or flip side of that, maybe you're getting better value with Oklahoma City at minus 4 as opposed to 4.5 right here. So, you know, it's important, whatever side of the line you're on, important to shop the books. We do have a special going right now. So if you guys are interested in getting in free plays sent to you every day, or you can even set up an account with Capper Tech and I can give you, you know, I'll just give you a free pass basically for the rest of the college and the NBA season. What we have going on right now is if you want to sign up, if you're interested in signing up for a sports book, let's say you already have a book and you want to sign up for a new one, we will give you the rest of our basketball plays for free. So now until the end of June or middle of June, whenever the NBA finals ends, you will get every NBA and college basketball play for free. And if you want to get in on Major League Baseball, we'll give you 50% off our baseball package for signing up for one of our preferred sports books. All you have to do is send me an email. I'll get you guys the links, and we can figure out which sports book is best for you. Now, let's say you're getting into this brand new right now. This is the first time you've been listening to the show, and you say, hey, you know what? I do want to get in on some of this gambling action. Well, if you are interested in signing up for multiple sports books, maybe you already have one, you want to sign up for two or three anyways, because you're now seeing the need to diversify sports books. If you sign up for more than one of our preferred sports books, now it's going to accelerate. So if you sign up for two sports books, we will give you 75% off every package that you buy for the rest of your life, or for the rest of cover that spread's life. And I guarantee you, we're not going anywhere for a while, as long as I'm around. Could be long, could be short. You never know. But if you want to sign up for two sports books, we'll give you 75% off lifetime. If you sign up for three sports books, you'll get 100% off. Now, there are some limitations. We will be able to monitor and see how active those sports books are. So if they are not active, and by active, the way we're defining it is one bet placed per month per sports book. So if you sign up for three sports books, we will give you all of our plays for free for the rest of Cover That Spread's life. That is a pretty good deal. If you guys look at other sports books prices, I think we're pretty competitive, if not on the lower end of pricing right now. You know, our prices will probably go up as time goes on. That's just the way that businesses work. Prices go up. So if you guys are interested in getting in on daily picks from us, or lifetime picks from us, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. I will get you guys links of how we can get you guys free plays for good. So if that is something you guys are interested in, please send me an email and we'll get you guys started. Like I said, it's going to start with the NBA and college. You get free basketball plays for the rest of this season. And then the discounts start with the baseball season or with monthly packages. And if you don't want to play baseball, but you want to get on football, it's still good. So if you sign up for a sports book, get in on some NFL action, or if you want to wait till getting in on NFL action, the discounts are still good and will be honored. So that's the Memphis-Oklahoma City game, my little ramble about shopping lines. Very important. That game tips off at 8:05, so you've got just under 2 hours to get your bets in. So if that is, again, if that is something you are looking to do, shop a line. Memphis plus 4.5, I think I still like it. Maybe even like doing a small, very small money line wager because you're getting them at plus 170. Kind of like Memphis in this spot right here. And Oklahoma City just, really struggling to get some consistency. And I think Memphis is playing at a pretty high level right now. So, like that play. Sacramento, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's minus 10. I don't know if I trust Milwaukee at that level. A lot of points to be covering. But they have been playing some good basketball as of late, and they've been playing some really good defense. Troy and I were talking about that last Saturday on the Fantasy Freeway, that, you know, Milwaukee's defense is turning out to be one of the better ones in the league right now. And they're getting a Sacramento team that really has seemed to struggle on the road, even against Eastern Conference opponents. So I think this could be a really good under at 195.5. I think Milwaukee can cover at minus 10, but that's really too many points to be laying on a team like Milwaukee for my liking. That's an 8:05 tip-off. Another 8:05 tip-off, Miami at Cleveland. Cleveland, 12.5-point favorites. We have been playing a lot of Cleveland lately, mostly because we've been getting their lines under 7 points, maybe even up to 8.5 points. I'm thinking that's pretty much a go anytime you're seeing Cleveland right now, the way LeBron's been playing. But this one seems a little high. 12.5 points is a lot. I don't think I'm willing to lay down money on that. Definitely think Miami plus 12.5 is a good play, though. Probably a two-unit play for us. Nothing too spectacular. mostly because I do think with the LeBron factor in this game, it could easily be well more than 12.5 points. But I'm leaning on Milwaukee right here. I think that's a much better play. Take as many points as you can get in this matchup. Indiana, New Orleans, lot to be said about both of these teams. You've got the big injury that happened over the offseason with Paul George, so Indiana's just not quite been the same this year. New Orleans, they have really struggled this year. I mean, if you were looking at the way that they played, you know, they weren't playing really good from a very large stretch of the season. They started to get a little bit of confidence going, and then the Anthony Davis injury happened last weekend. So I don't know if I'm ready to be trusting New Orleans. They are small favorites in this game, 2.5 points at home. Looks like that could be moving, too, if you're looking at the juice. Indiana plus 2.5 is at minus 115. So, it's a game I'm staying away from. I've got no interest in this one. But, under 198, that does seem like a pretty decent play. Not a whole lot of points expected to be scored between these two. So I've given you two free plays in NBA action. Atlanta minus 7, Memphis plus 6, which at 4.5, I think I still get in on it, but I might reduce the units. Here's the third NBA play that we are on, and that is Golden State minus 9.5. Now, we sent this one out. Again, this is one that we sent out to our clients early this morning, late last night, and it was at 8.5. So, you know, right there, if you got in early on this line, you would have gotten Golden State minus 8.5. Saving about a point right here where it's at. Now, Minnesota's played decently the last couple of weeks, but I don't think that they are up for the challenge against Golden State tonight. This is the smallest unit that we have out here tonight, though. This is a two-unit play. I don't like betting big road favorites. So, obviously, at 9.5, getting a little bigger, I don't know if I really like that, but when it was at 8.5, that was right about the max that I felt good going with. And that's exactly what we did. We pulled the trigger on that. It obviously paid off because now we're seeing the line moving up. I don't think I'm ready to say Minnesota's good for 9.5 points, though, on the other side of it. So I think right now at 9.5, it's probably washed. Now, if this game gets up to 10.5, 11, that's when I would probably start buying down Minnesota, and we'll definitely be watching this one since we've got about less than an hour and 40 minutes till tip off in Minnesota there. Utah, Dallas, this is the fourth NBA play that we are on tonight. We got in at Dallas minus 3.5. It has now moved up to minus 4.5. Everyone is buying on Dallas right now, so that's pushing the line a little bit. 8:35 tip-off, so you've got more than 2 hours. At 4.5, I still like Dallas. I think Dallas is going to have a pretty good game here tonight against Utah. Over, under, 198.5. I think the under is a good bet in this one. I will be passing on it, though. Another thing to keep an eye on is if there's going to be a late Utah buy-down. Just kind of have a feeling the way Utah's been playing lately, the way I've seen Utah being bet lately, that this one could get bought down quickly. A little worrisome, but that is a four-unit play for us regardless. So we're Dallas. We are in at minus 3.5. Right now you can get it at minus 4.5. Probably drop the unit down from 4 to 3 at that range. The two late games, 10:05, Lakers at Portland. Portland's 14-point favorites. We're going to be passing on that. Over under 196.5. I think that is a very good under. I like that number. So I think I would make an under play. We did not make an official one with the client for our clients, though, this evening. Houston at the Clippers is 10:35 tip off. Clippers 3-point favorites. Saw this one open at 2.5, moved up to 3. Not a whole lot of feeling one way or the other. Both teams have been kind of banged up lately. And so this is another game that I would probably wait until I get a full yes or no active or not active report before I made a decision. I like Houston at +3. I just don't think I feel confident enough with Houston, especially because they came off, I believe they played last night. So back-to-backs, I think I'm probably comfortable passing on this game overall. 213.5 with two banged-up teams, I do like going under in that one. So that is tonight's NBA card. Let's take a look and see what we've got in college basketball. So one game that I was really surprised about was the Rhode Island-St. Joseph's game. Now, this one tips off at 7 o'clock. You've got just under 4 minutes to get a tip, to get a bet in on this. And I don't understand why Rhode Island hasn't been bought up more. I think it's kind of surprising. I think they've got a really good advantage in this game when you're looking at them compared to St. Joseph's. Now, my concern about it, the reason that we did not make this a play, is because Rhode Island seemed like they should have been more than just a two-point favorite in this game. So, you know, although it's more of an NFL philosophy, I don't like playing short road favorites, especially when they're small like that and they don't get bet all day, or they don't the line doesn't move all day, because it seemed like this one should have been a no-brainer to jump all over Rhode Island or jump on it big. We held off, and it looks like that was probably a smart thing to do. Now, if we do get any movement, or if we do end up putting some action down on this, I really do like Rhode Island. I like what they've been doing, and I like what they – I just think they should really be taking care of this one pretty easily. So, you know, it's one of those games where it looks good. It looks too good to be true, and I'm treating it like it's too good to be true, because that two-point favorite just seems like that needs to be a lot bigger line. And so that's sometimes you just got to let yourself pass on a line that you think could make some money, just because it doesn't seem like it's smart money to be putting down. So we're going to pass on that one. Checking right now just to see if we can see how much money has been put down one side or the other. Now, if you go to ESPN.com and you go, if you guys are insider members, this is something I really like to do. All right, if you go to the ESPN Insider Pick Center space, you can do the they run simulations, and they've got a spot that you can do some basic handicapping on. Now, Rhode Island right now is getting 57% spread consensus, meaning that right now the information that they're pulling from multiple sports books, it's just kind of gauging what the public is betting right now. So the public's betting 57% on Rhode Island. Not a huge number, but definitely something of significance. You know, it's a little bit better than, you know, like a coin toss or whatever. So you've got Rhode Island team rankings has them picked to win. They've got it at 50.5%. And then you've got NumberFire, the other one that runs on here. They've got a likelihood of them covering at 62.7%. 62.7 is a good number. I really like that number. That is a really good number. Now, their last 10 games, they've gone, Rhode Island's only covered 4 of 10 away this year. They're 3-4 against the spread. As a favorite, they're 7-5. And away favorite, they're 2-2. So they haven't lost a game since UMass on 117. They also lost to VCU on the 13th. So, you know, they've looked pretty good of late. Now, when we look at where their lines were, against George Washington, they were 2.5-point favorite, and they covered. Against, let's see, who else do we have here where they were small lines. Richmond, they were 4-point favorites and they covered and won. I'm sorry, they were 4-point underdogs. They covered and won. UMass, they were 1-point underdogs. They did not cover and they lost. VCU, they were 4-point underdogs. Did not cover and they lost. So you're seeing a trend here that, you know, not great at covering, but then again, they usually have some really odd lines that they've been playing with. You know, it's a very inconsistent. Look at their last 10 lines, +4, -2.5, -9.5, -6.5, -5.5, +1, +4, -7, -15, -6.5. So kind of all over the board. And you've got this one, which seems like it's too good to be true. St. Joseph, home dogs this year, they're 3-0. As a home team, they are 5-1. So, you know, it's kind of a tough spot. I think it's a really good pass just because Rhode Island seems like way too clear of a choice to be betting on, but that line needs to be moving. So that is a long explanation of why we chose not to play that game, but it's a really good explanation when you were talking about a young handicapper, when you're just talking about anybody, breaking down why or why not to play a game. And sometimes you look at a line and you say, yes, that looks awesome, and you've got to pass on it because, you know, there's so many other factors that are going into why you should be playing a line, why you should be passing on a line. This is one we're going to be passing on. And, you know, hopefully it turns out to be a good move for us. But, you know, if not, if Rhode Island ends up winning this game easily, it's not a bad thing that we did extra analysis and decided to pass, basically is what it comes down to. Fordham, Richmond. Richmond's 13.5-point favorites. This line has moved up from where it was earlier this morning and late last night. We are passing on that game. Massachusetts, St. Bonaventure, St. B is at -4. I think that is the best way to go in that one, but we are passing on it. LaSalle, Virginia Commonwealth, VCU is at -9 right now at home. That is one of our plays. That is a two-unit play for us. This line is actually moving down, it looks like. Yes. Because that one actually opened closer to 11 earlier. So there is being a buy down of LaSalle. George Washington, DeQuince. George Washington, 6.5-point favorites. This is our big play. 4 units on George Washington tonight. That is the one we really like on in college. Again, this was broken down very similar to the way we broke down Rhode Island. Very good advantage for George Washington, but instead of being a short road favorite, this is actually a decent-sized road favorite at -6.5, so we're willing to jump in on it because where it was at, where the spread was actually at for the road team. So George Washington, 4 units, -6.5. One of our better bets, one of our big bets tonight. You've got a couple top 25 matchups here. Or matchups with top 25 teams, Kansas State, West Virginia. West Virginia's 11-point favorites. I like Kansas State covering in this one, +11. Miami, Florida at Wake. This one, Wake is 2.5-point road underdog. Or I'm sorry, Wake is 2.5-point home underdogs. I like Wake in that one at +2.5. Syracuse, Boston College, Syracuse -2. I like Boston College again in this one at +2. Elon at William & Mary. William & Mary, 13-point favorites. That is a pass for us. College of Charleston and North Carolina, Wilmington. College of Charleston, +5.5-point underdog. We are all over that one. Georgia, Texas A&M. Texas A&M, 5-point favorites at home. I don't like them being able to cover there, so we're going to Georgia, +5. George Mason, Davidson. Davidson's 11-point favorites at home. Game, this line fluctuates a little bit, mostly between about 11.5 and 10.5. Right now it's sitting in the middle at 11. We like Davidson, -11 for 2 units on this one. very good team, and Davidson's really been stepping it up lately. I think they're playing some really good basketball right at the very good time of the season to be. Penn State, Ohio State. Ohio State's 12-point favorites at home. I think I like Penn State in that one, but that's a pass. South Florida, Central Florida. Central Florida's 2.5-point home favorites. I do like them to win that outright and probably cover, but that's a pass. Here's the last play of the night for us, is our last free play. Wisconsin, Green Bay at Youngstown State. Wisconsin, Green Bay, I think this one opened at minus 11. It's inching up a little bit lately. 7:45 tip, so you've got just over an hour to get in on this one. Wisconsin, minus 11.5 is the bet we are making. That is a two-unit play. We have not, in college basketball, we have not bet very many double-digit lines, many double-digit favorites, I should say. And, we've got two of them tonight. I like the spot both of these teams are in. Davidson's at home. Wisconsin Green Bay's on the road. But I'm willing to lay points on these two teams tonight because of their matchups. So we knocked it down. We did two units on each of them. But I think both these teams have a really good shot to cover. And you put those two in with the George Washington play. I think we've got a really, really good card tonight. So, you guys who are listening are really hopefully taking advantage of these plays that we're giving you guys, because I think you're going to make some good money on these seven plays, especially these three in college basketball. TCU at Texas. Texas, 8.5-point favorites. I like TCU and the points in this one. Southern Illinois, Loyola Chicago. I like Southern Illinois taking the points in this one. Seeing it got a good theme tonight going. Indiana State, Wichita State. This one's at 17. That's a pass for me. Bradley Drake. Drake's 2-point favorites at home. I think I like that. Yeah, I do like that. You know, I think we're actually going to make a two-unit play on Drake. One more, so we're going to have 8 plays total. Bradley at Drake. Drake minus 2 units on that one. Virginia, NC State. This game has been moving down. People are buying on NC State. I'm going to wait and see how low it goes, and I might buy in on Virginia. Right now it's at 6.5. Illinois State, Northern Iowa. Illinois State, 6.5-point favorites. Liking that play. And then let's hit up some of the last big names here. We've got Tennessee, Vanderbilt. I like the points in this one, so Tennessee plus 6. Pittsburgh, Louisville. I like the points again. Pittsburgh plus 11. And let's see if we've had anything else added. Belmont, Jacksonville State. This one is at minus 7 for Belmont. That was a late add. This is a 9 o'clock game. And this was a game I was keeping an eye on earlier. And I did not see a line coming through. So at 6.5, I do like Belmont in this game. Actually, it's up to 7, sorry. So this one's moved from 6.5 to 7. I do like Belmont. Make that a two-unit play. Why not? Two units, Belmont minus 7. Liking that one a lot right now. And then one of the last ones we've got here, Morehead State, Eastern Kentucky. Okay, we've got a line on that one. This one looks like it is moving in Eastern Kentucky's favor. And I do like them covering. They're at home, 6-point favorites, up to 6.5 now. I like that one. So that's going to do it for us today, guys. Hopefully you found the show entertaining and educational. If you have any questions on our strategies, on anything that we do, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. And like I said in the opening, be sure to check out the Spread TV. All right, guys, it's been fun. Hopefully you guys get in on these plays and get in on this action. You guys are cashing tickets tomorrow morning. Have a great night, everybody. For the Red Light Sports Network and Cover That Spread, I am J.A., and may the spread be forever in your favor.